Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I appreciate you listening today. Well, we're in a series of messages that we're calling Prayer, What a Privilege. And what we're really doing in this series is looking at the theology of prayer as it's presented in God's Word. That word theology just means the study of God. And so what we're looking at in this theology of prayer is what God says about prayer in His Word. And what we've learned so far is that we need to give prayer a high place of priority in our lives. Certainly the New Testament church in the book of Acts, as we've studied in Acts, gave prayer a very high priority. And we need to do the same. And all of the examples that we have in Scripture, the things that are taught about prayer in the Scripture tell us that we need to give prayer that high place of priority. We need to set aside time just for prayer, not just pray on the go and on the run and in the car and when we're distracted by a thousand other things, but we need to have time set aside on our daily schedule to spend with the Lord in prayer. And we need to be consistent in prayer. That needs to be a daily part of our lives, and we need to be persistent in our praying. And we've seen in God's Word that the main purpose of prayer is to worship God and acknowledge Him and acknowledge our need of Him. Certainly there are other things that prayer is for, but the main purpose of prayer, as the Lord presented it, is to worship God and to acknowledge our need of Him. And we have to ask ourselves the question, is that an important part of our prayer lives? Or do we focus on other aspects of prayer, what we need, and it's always about our petitions and our wants and our needs? Or do we have a daily time in prayer where we worship the Lord? It makes a great difference. We have 2 weeks left in our study, and tomorrow we're going to talk about the power of prayer. We have a choice in our Christian lives. We can either live our Christian lives in our own power, or we can live our Christian lives in the power and the might of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, the Apostle Paul said this to the Ephesians. He said, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Well, how do you live in the power of God and in the power of His might? Well, that section in Ephesians chapter 6 is directly related to our prayer lives. And we're going to see that as part of the message tomorrow, that to live in the Lord's strength rather than trying and failing to live in our own strength, there must be an element of prayer in our lives. At the end of the message last Sunday, we talked about how there's a great contrast that's presented in the New Testament by the Lord Jesus Himself. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus said, "With God, all things are possible." And then Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 5, He said, "Without me, you can do nothing." And so to have a life of very little prayer and very little time set aside for prayer is basically in a way to say to God, "I've got this. I don't need you. I don't need your strength. I don't need your power. I don't need your help." I don't think any of us would ever consciously, purposefully say those things to God. Certainly we wouldn't. But by the way we live and the prayerlessness that's often in our lives, that is what we're saying to the Lord. We're saying, "We don't need you. We don't need your help. Don't need your strength. Don't need your power." And so I think this is at the heart of all of our failure in living powerful Christian lives for the Lord. We often forget that without Him, we can do nothing. And that word "nothing" is a big word. It's an all-encompassing word. It's a vast word. It means nothing. That without the Lord, we can do nothing. And so how much we need to seek Him and seek His power and His strength in prayer. And how wonderful it is to know that we don't have to live the Christian life in our weakness. We can live it in God's power and strength. And prayer is a key to living that kind of life. Well, does prayer change anything? What does it change? That's what we're going to preach about in the message tomorrow. And we're not trying to put a guilt trip on anyone. Let me say that. That's not our intention in this series of messages, not at all. Prayer is an area where we all could improve. There's not a single believer, I don't think, that couldn't improve in their praying. But what we hope to see God do in our lives at Grace Baptist Church is to use His Word and by the power of His Spirit to convict us and to change us and do a work in our lives to make us a people of prayer. So I hope you'll be there tomorrow as we continue to consider this very important subject. If you live in the Grand Bay area and you've never visited Grace Baptist Church, we want to invite you to do so. We have members who live all over South Mobile County. We've got some members in Bilebattery. We have some who are in Codin, some in Irvington. We have some who live near Dawes, in the Dawes area, and have to drive a little distance to be a part of Grace. So we want to invite you, if you're just anywhere within driving distance and you're looking for a church, God has placed it on your heart to seek out a new church, we'd invite you to come and check us out at Grace Baptist Church. Come be with us tomorrow. We'd love to meet you and get to know you. You would be welcomed, and we promise we won't single you out or embarrass you in any way, put you on the spot in any way. You can just relax and be with us in the worship service and see what Grace Baptist Church is all about. I do need to say a word about the COVID virus. We are once again taking some precautions. We're not trying to overdo this in any way, but we are being a little more cautious as we meet together. We're not shaking hands and hugging and doing those sorts of things like we like to do oftentimes at church. But right now, just for this time where things seem to have flared up a little bit again with this new strain and all of that, we are taking some precautions and maybe asking our members and visitors to just keep a little bit of space between us and just try to be careful. We're not, as I said, we're not trying to overdo it, but I think it is wise to be cautious, and we're doing that. If you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, you're certainly not going to offend anyone by doing that. And if you don't want to wear a mask, then that's your choice as well. And so we're just trying to be cautious, as I said. I do want to tell you that we're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay. If you've never visited us, 12930 Border Drive, just down the street from Grand Bay Middle School. We have a time of fellowship at 9:30 every Sunday morning. Our Sunday school hour is at 10 o'clock, and our worship service is at 11. And if you'd like more information about our church, you can find it at gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. Well, I want to encourage you to set aside some time today to pray for tomorrow's service. Pray that God will meet with us in power and that our lives will be touched and changed by His Spirit and by His Word. And then let me also encourage you to invite some people you know to come be with us and to meet you at church tomorrow. That's always an important thing to do. Think about maybe some friends or acquaintances who are not in church, who may be looking for church, and you could even send them the link to this podcast and attach a note just saying that you'd love for them to come be with us tomorrow in church. Well, that's all for today, and again, I appreciate you listening, and we'll be back next Saturday for another edition of Let's Open God's Word.